USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Record-setting heat has fallen over the central U.S. this week. Heat warnings and advisories are in place across 18 states.
We're looking at 100 million people in the country under a heat alert, whether it's a heat warning, a heat watch from southern Texas all the way to the northern plains, the Midwest, into the southeast, also the Ohio Valley. So many of us under this sweltering heat.
Meteorologist Michelle Grossman, the National Weather Service, saying the heat can be deadly without proper cooling and hydration. At the same time, Tropical Storm Harold has made landfall in South Texas, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and a chance for coastal flooding for over a million people. Over 3 inches of rain has fallen in the Corpus Christi area already. Former President Trump's arraignment in Georgia is expected to be televised. The judge overseeing his election interference case ruled Tuesday that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom through September 8th. Meantime, former Trump attorney John Eastman is out on bond after surrendering to police as part of the case. Eastman responded to reporters' questions outside the jailhouse.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Still.
No question in my mind.
Eastman's one of former President Trump's 18 co-defendants. Trump himself is expected to be booked in the same Fulton County jail on Thursday. President Biden will be headed back to the North Lake Tahoe area after a visit to the fire victims on Maui. The White House says the Bidens are renting the multi-million dollar home of billionaire and environmentalist Tom Steyer. Also joining the family vacation is embattled son Hunter Biden and his family. It's unclear when the president will return to the mainland. Japan will release treated radioactive wastewater into the Pacific Ocean. It's part of the Fukushima nuclear power plant decommissioning plan. The plant was fouled by a devastating tsunami back in 2011. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
FEMA officials who are responding to the fire that destroyed the historic town of Lahaina on Maui are reportedly staying at $1,000 per night luxury hotels.
According to the Daily Mail UK, FEMA officials have been criticized for their slow response to the devastation. The outlet suggests that the officials who are staying 45 minutes outside of Lahaina at 3 5-star hotels, victims of the fire have also complained about the one-time $700 payments to buy food, clothing, and other essentials. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Hawaii officials fear that death toll in Lahaina could rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one this week and now stands at 115. Former President Trump will skip Wednesday night's Republican primary debate for an interview with Tucker Carlson. Trump's interview with the former Fox News host is expected to be streamed online the night of the debate. 8 Republican candidates, meanwhile, will take the stage in Milwaukee, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and former Vice President Mike Pence. Depp v. Heard, dominating on Netflix.
Can you please tell the jury why you're here today?
Ms. Heard accused me of abuse.
My ex-husband is suing me.
The docuseries following Johnny Depp's highly publicized defamation case against his former wife, Amber Heard, opened at number one on the streaming platform's top 10 English language TV chart. Between August 14th and 20th, the show earned more than 16 million total views. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.